Good morning. The Arctic front, which brought all that sloppy, messy weather across interior New York and New England over the weekend, continues to blow off the eastern seaboard. An increasing and gusty west-northwest wind behind the front is blowing at about 20 to 30 miles per hour and at times gusting over 40 miles per hour, ushering in the coldest air of the season. Temperatures continue to slide back through the 30s and 20s across the region, and wind chill values are already in the teens. These temperatures and wind chill values will only fall today as we tap into some of the first shot of Arctic air of the season, which is residing in central Canada, but now moving through the Great Lakes. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, and that same Arctic wind over the Great Lakes will produce numerous lake-effect snow showers and squalls. Any of the snow showers and squalls could dust the ground up to a couple of inches in some sections, while the more persistent squalls closer to Lake Ontario in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills could add up to several inches by the end of the day. Temperatures will continue to fall overnight tonight. The wind will relax a bit, but temperatures will be down in the 0 to 10 above range in most locations by early tomorrow morning. An Alberta Clipper will swing through the region during the day tomorrow, keeping skies mostly cloudy, and we'll have occasional light snow showers, again dusting the ground up to a couple of inches in spots. Behind this Clipper, colder air will move in as highs will be around 20 tomorrow, but then only in the teens on Wednesday and Thursday, again with flurries and scattered snow showers. Wind chill values throughout the middle of the week will struggle to even get above zero, especially for the period Wednesday evening through Thursday afternoon. We'll begin to emerge out of the deep freeze on Friday, still only in the low 20s, though, with another round of light snow showers, and then high pressure builds in for the upcoming weekend, keeping it dry for Saturday and Sunday as temperatures moderate into the middle and upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an Alberta Clipper will track across the northern tier of states, bringing a swath of accumulating snow to parts of the Midwest. Winter weather advisories are out from eastern Montana all the way through Chicago and Minneapolis and into Ohio. These locations could see as much as 2 to 5 inches of snowfall. And winter storm warnings are in effect for most of Iowa, where snowfall totals will be upwards of about 6 to 9 inches. Meanwhile, the frigid temperatures continue to push into the Midwest, the Great Lakes as well, behind the Arctic cold front. Wind chill warnings and advisories are in effect for these locations, as the wind chills in northern parts of Minnesota and North Dakota will be as low as 40 to 50 below zero. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Paphos Airport, Cyprus, at 9 a.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday, December 28th. The last report of hail was at Niagara Falls, New York, at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and light snow showers and fog, 5 above zero with a west wind at 74 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow, 30 degrees, the dew point 19, 64% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 24, gusting to 38 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Vero Beach and Tampa, both in Florida, to a low of 28 below zero at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy, temperatures falling through the 30s, Boston mostly sunny, windy, readings falling through the 30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy, with highs around 20. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 45 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 39, that's 16 degrees above normal. 22 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, no snow, 1.6 inches of snow for the month, and 26.1 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 64, set in 1950, and the record low, 24 below zero, in 1904. Sunrise this morning at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:36 p.m., 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and turning much colder today with occasional snow showers and temperatures falling through the 20s and teens by the end of the day. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 5 above to 10 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder today with a few snow showers, temperatures falling through the 30s and into the 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, windy, and turning much colder today with occasional snow showers and heavier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. Temperatures will fall through the 20s and into the teens by the end of the day. Scattered snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder today with a few snow showers and temperatures falling through the 30s and into the 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, around 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and turning much colder today with occasional snow showers, temperatures falling through the 20s and into the teens by the end of the day. Partly cloudy tonight, 5 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow showers around 20. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold with snow showers Wednesday in the teens. Upper teens with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze on Thursday. More snow showers Friday, lower 20s. Mostly sunny mid-20s Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.